Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kane. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Kane. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boone fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive towards third. Elliott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Young applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball four. Elliott moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into left field. Lemon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lemon. Elliott scores. Young moves to third. Groth moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Kane reaches second base with a double. Lemon throws the ball into Rosen, who relays the ball to Boone, who tags Kane trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Young scores. Groth scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-1 in the game. Kokos takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Dave Hoskins now pitching. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry misplays the ball. That's an error on Berry. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Glynn reaches second base with a double. Kennedy scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Browns. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins hits a line drive towards first. Krahoski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Foyles and he is out, Boone applying the tag. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dobie is hit by the pitch. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glynn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoskins covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Berry reaches second base with a double. Kane moves to third. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Foyles for a passed ball. Kane scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kokos hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Kokos reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. It's 5-1, Browns. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Glenn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Glenn reaches second base with a double. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoskins takes first base on ball 4. Glenn moves to third. Foyles moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's Browns, 5, Indians, 5. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 5. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Edwards for the double play. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Larson now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doby moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Jim Lemon. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Doby moves to third. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby scores. Mitchell moves to third. It's 6-5, Indians. Barney McCuskey pinch hits for Hank Foyles. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Westlake now playing left field. Jim Hegan now catching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kokos takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to second. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-3 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoskins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoskins strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Boone strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-3 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott juggles the ball. That's an error on Elliott. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Glenn is hit by the pitch. Kennedy moves to third. Westlake moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoskins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Westlake scores. Glenn moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-5. Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Groth strikes out. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0-for-1 in the game. Larson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-4 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Avila moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Satchel Paige now pitching. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Westlake hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila scores. Two outs. It's 9-5, Indians. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoskins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Kokos takes first base on ball 4. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-4 in the game. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kokos moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. Kokos scores. Krahoski moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-6, Indians. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-4 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. Krahoski scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-7, Indians. Billy Hunter pinch runs for Clint Courtney. Lou Brissy now pitching. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Bob Elliott. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Wertz reaches second base with a double. Hunter goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 9-8, Indians. Willie Miranda pinch runs for Vic Wertz. Bob Hooper now pitching. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Bobby Young. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 8. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.